In a culture where Christian sexuality is often reduced to rigid rules or embarrassed silence, The Good Girl's Guide to Great Sex offers something revolutionary: permission for Christian women to embrace their sexuality as a divine gift. God designed sex to be pleasurable, meaningful, and fun, not a burden or source of shame. This isn't just another clinical manual or list of do's and don'ts. It's an invitation to discover how spiritual conviction and passionate intimacy aren't contradictory, but beautifully complementary. Many Christian women grow up with shame-based teaching about their bodies, learning more about male anatomy than their own because female sexuality is treated as something dangerous. Our research with 20,000 Christian women revealed many couldn't properly identify their own anatomy because they were taught to be embarrassed about anything sexual. Yet God intentionally designed women's bodies for pleasure. The clitoris serves no purpose except providing enjoyment. This isn't accidental, it's divine intention. When we frame sex as merely a wife's duty to meet his needs or help him avoid temptation, we dehumanize both spouses and miss the beautiful bond sex is meant to create. True sexual fulfillment comes when physical pleasure, deep connection, and mutual enjoyment work together. This is God's design for marriage, not one-sided obligation, but shared delight that brings us closer to each other and to Him. Like blowing bubbles, too hard they break, too soft they don't form. Intimacy requires adaptable technique based on feedback rather than forced momentum. Many women approach sex mechanically, focusing on steps instead of sensations. Learning to recognize pleasure is key. One woman described her breakthrough as feeling a warm heartbeat in my clitoris that spread outward, helping her identify genuine arousal. Your body progresses through distinct phases. The excitement phase is your body's waking up. Breathing quickens, nipples harden, and lubrication begins. During arousal, you desire direct stimulation, particularly gradual exploration. The plateau phase maintains arousal while awaiting orgasm. Unlike earlier phases that benefit from variety, plateau requires consistency in pressure, speed, and motion. Focus on body signals rather than following a strict sequence of actions. Despite God's intentional design of female pleasure, many women feel shame about their sexuality. The orgasm gap is stark. 95% of men versus 49% of women regularly reach orgasm during sex. Sexual satisfaction peaks in marriage years 16-20, with women's orgasm rates highest in their 40s. Many women feel broken when they don't experience pleasure, but the issue isn't their bodies. It's our narrow view of sex as just penetration. The female body is designed for focused attention, with the clitoris's external placement requiring direct stimulation. Women typically need 14 minutes to reach orgasm compared to men's 5, a difference meant to foster patience and receptivity. Only 39% of women achieve orgasm through intercourse alone, reflecting normal physiology. The clitoris's sole purpose for pleasure demonstrates that women's satisfaction matters equally. While female arousal is largely mental, women can learn to embrace and prioritize their pleasure. On September 4, 1996, a late-night call brought devastating news. Our baby boy had died after open-heart surgery. In our grief, we held each other, and our embrace turned intimate, not from desire, but from our need to connect as the only two who shared this loss. This moment revealed how sex transcends physical pleasure into emotional connection. Many women struggle with intimacy due to ingrained barriers. Some internalize shame around sex from childhood experiences or societal messages that frame it as merely satisfying men's needs. While 43% of women view sex as an obligation, most husbands, 77%, don't share this view, creating a disconnect in how intimacy is perceived. Past sexual experiences, whether from guilt, trauma, or relationship comparisons, can hinder current connection. When sex feels threatening, many women mentally disconnect during intimacy. Healing comes through spiritual guidance and perspective shift. Replace obligation-based thinking with mutual connection. Stay present through mental engagement and eye contact to deepen your bond. Most Christians don't associate holy and hot, but this divide stems from misunderstanding. Sex was created to be passionate, and that passion, when properly channeled, is good. True intimacy combines purity and passion beyond physical pleasure. God designed sex to mirror His relationship with us. We are the bride being prepared for the bridegroom. Sexual desire reflects our spiritual hunger for divine connection. Some Christians mistakenly believe godly sex must eliminate carnal desire, but God intentionally designed sex with passion because our union is meant to be emotional and unrestrained. For sex to express spiritual connection, it requires being loved, cherished, and vulnerable without coercion. If you can't say no, you can't truly say yes. Healthy intimacy requires that neither person feels degraded, both spouses willingly participate, and the experience deepens their love. Keith and I maintain playful rituals like adding "in bed" to fortune cookies, keeping our connection light. This playfulness is vital. Without it, sex becomes too serious. Friendship forms the bedrock of physical intimacy, not vice versa. Couples focused solely on physical pleasure rarely achieve satisfying intimacy. True intimacy grows when couples enjoy time together beyond the bedroom, as sex requires vulnerability that only comes with deep trust. Many couples drift apart without shared interests, like Tanya and Mike, who lived separate lives, she with children, he with video games, often ending in divorce. Women especially need emotional connection to feel desire. After managing family life all day, we need to process our thoughts before being sexually present. When wives respond with scheduling concerns, they're usually trying to clear their mental load rather than rejecting their partners. Exhaustion is intimacy's greatest enemy, with 25% of couples reporting being too tired for sex. The solution lies in both physical rest and sharing family responsibilities equally, as fatigue significantly impacts marital intimacy. View the wedding night as the beginning of a lifelong journey, not a performance milestone. Research shows only 16% of virgin brides reached orgasm that night. The real joy comes from learning each other over time. For sexually active couples, consider pre-marriage abstinence to prove your connection transcends physical attraction and builds essential self-control. Discuss sexual history and porn use openly but sensitively before marriage, as these impact marital intimacy. Marriage won't resolve existing addictions. Progress naturally. Build comfort before exploring arousal and intercourse. Frame sex as a mutual activity, not something done to one person. Take an active role in discovery. Center intimacy on love, following Paul's more excellent way. Marriage unites you completely. Make early experiences meaningful through emotional and spiritual connection. Pray and laugh together, exploring without pressure. Remember, you're learning together. The wedding night is just the beginning of creating a fulfilling sexual relationship that honors God's design.